Meditation 16. Take the name of the Lord and die.
I always seem to be worrying about my creditors. Fully absorbed in obtaining money, once I get it, I find myself anxiously watching how fast it leaves me. It really seems as though I'm working for other people. The more I get, the more I want. The more I make, the more I spend. Where is there peace in this world? Where is the happiness I was promised? Hearing me screaming, my spiritual master said, "My dear son, scream on, but take the name of the Lord and die." Just as I think I am pulling ahead of my mortgage payments, something happens and I get farther behind. Watching the bills pile up, I realize I am nothing more than a slave to this building. Sometimes I do not see how I can continue to have a house to live in. I work like a dog outside its walls and like a menial servant inside. What an ungrateful master. Hearing me scream so pathetically, my spiritual master said, "My dear son, scream on, but take the name of the Lord and die." What kind of life is this? I waste so much time grooming my body, getting my hair just right. I buy clothes that are very attractive but very uncomfortable. Every pair of new shoes I put on is like a unique form of torture, as my feet feel they are in a vice, and this is fashion. I jump into my new car, which I can only drive on very special occasions, simply because I can't afford the gas. I make all this effort to attend a social gathering at which I find myself completely miserable. Why have I made such a fool of myself? Just to attract the attention of other fools and rascals? Hearing me scream in frustration, my spiritual master said, "Yes, scream on, but take the name of the Lord and die." Sometimes I spend from morning to night trying to do something to improve my health. I do all types of exercises, and I have tried all forms of medical treatments for an interesting array of diseases. Not one cure has ever lived up to its promise, except the promise to leave me poorer and more frustrated than when I started. As for my so-called specialists, with their perfect knowledge, I find them simply in need of money, so they grow richer at my expense. Hearing me scream out angrily, my spiritual master said, "You, take the name of the Lord and die." Sometimes I feel I am being hunted by my past. I have had so many bad habits. I have engaged in all types of sinful activities. I have offended so many saintly souls. I have given the worst treatment to those who loved and cared for me the most. I have broken all religious principles and even tried to deny the existence of God. I see the faces of all those I have offended, hurt and denied, shouting at me. All my bad habits come before me again and again, haunting me as if I never left them. How long must I be hunted like this? Hearing me scream in agony, my spiritual master said, "My dear son, scream on, but take the name of the Lord and die." Sometimes I think of the future, and I become very alarmed. I have suffered so much in the past, and I am afraid that more of the same is waiting for me. Since I cannot bear my present miseries, how will I be able to brave what is waiting for me in the future? Past, present, future. For me, they're all the same, full of hellish despair. There is nothing to be excited about in this world, as ultimately everything ends in frustration. Life is a role in a bad play. Then the curtains close in one's face and the show is over, soon to be forgotten. Hearing me scream so pitifully, my spiritual master said, "Dream on, but take the name of the Lord and die." My dear son, he continued, you are realizing the absurdities of this material world. This material world is designed solely for your rectification. When one is no longer satisfied in this prison, such a person becomes eligible for liberation. As long as one is comfortable in these universes of great limitations and duality, there is no hope of escaping. Your realizations and frustrations are all a part of the price one pays to be released. Please, do not turn back. Please keep up the intensity, as your freedom will be upon you very soon. The holy names of God are not of this world. By chanting these divine sounds vigorously, one can unlock the doors of the material prison and return back home, back to Godhead. Scream on, my dear child, but take to the chanting of the names of God. This will bring death to the old attachments, illusions, sufferings, and fears, and will bring in the real life of eternal happiness and bliss. With serious chanting, my child, you can ride the wind. Put the things of this world behind you, and now live in truth and love. Take the name of the Lord in full absorption, and eternal life is yours. Don't waste a second. Yes, you must take the name of the Lord and die.